steps into it, passes, caught, Diggs, sideline, touchdown, unbelievable, Vikings win it!
We're gonna get copyrighted, why did you do that? Oh my gosh, I can't stand you. Unbelievable. When we blow up in 5 years, I cannot believe you right now. It's unbelievable.
Are you done? Ladies and gentlemen, it is the NFL playoffs. Shout out Tech.
Yo, that game.
Shout out to that miracle.
That game.
The Minnesota
made
miracle.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Because there was no shot in any world you guys were beating the Saints that year. And instead, at New Orleans too. Look it up. They were going to have to play at New Orleans, and instead they played at the Link against a worse Vikings team, and we all knew it.
Anyway,
so shout out Diggs. You should have gotten a ring too. Not with Garrett Blunt.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah. I'm...
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the off-season podcast. What are we doing today, Blythe? Do you know? Oh, you're just down in that.
Shout out Hard Mountain Dew.
Sponsor us?
Dude, honestly, I love it.
I think it's all right.
I think it's all right. We're not talking about fruit again.
No.
We need the Jack Daniels back.
Yeah.
Like,
that was an iconic moment.
So I think Jack...
Can you explain to the fans here what you're referring
to? So we got a six-pack of Jack Daniels cocktails and tried every flavor to see which one was the best. And we would spend a Saturday here when Jake didn't have a life and drink and watch college sports.
Yeah, that's pretty electric.
It was awesome. That's get Panda electric. At night.
Oh, my God.
You would go get Canes.
Oh, I can't have Panda. Oh.
Jake's going on, like, this cleanse because he hates himself. Listen, good for you, man. I mean, I'm here for it, but...
It's really tough.
You won't be seeing me do that.
There is nothing more that I want right now than to be at B-Dubs with my friends eating 30 wings.
But even before then, they left without you. So you wouldn't even be there right
okay,
now.
Okay, I told them that I wasn't eating at B-Dubs. So
they still
let's
left you.
Down. Let's calm down. Okay, I told them I was eating at B-Dubs. All right.
Not anyway.
Left out.
I think if the guy that sings Yale, what I don't remember his name, A.B.
Yale. Yale.
I think... I don't think he's huge. I mean, he's big enough that we know the song.
Okay.
Have him on a podcast one of these days and be sponsored by Jack Daniels. I think when both of those happen, we hang up the microphones.
I think we'd be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Southern Peach was the best.
Easily. Worst
the,
one?
The Fruit Punch was low-key like...
It was up there. What was the one? Was it the grape?
Yeah, it was like the purple.
Yeah, that one was pretty.
Also, they just had like a regular Jack and Coke, which I mean,
that one was awful. Actually,
it wasn't great just because it wasn't fresh. I think if you make a Jack and Coke, like I need it, Coke out of a shooter,
yeah,
with ice,
right.
You know, fresh bottle of Jack,
fresh. Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah.
Anyway, so I was looking down, throwing away my Chick-fil-A trash, when I saw this box, and I was like, Mountain Dew Hard went in. Picked out a can. I love it.
What would you... give me, like, a rating out of 10.
For, like, a beverage or, like, an alcoholic beverage?
So, let's say, like, you are chilling on... Let's say a Monday night. And you're watching Monday Night Football. Are you grabbing that to drink?
I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it.
Right.
And I would have to imagine, like, they're not sold everywhere, because this is the first time I've ever seen them.
I've seen them in a good bit of
You've seen
stores.
Them in a good bit of stores?
At a good bit
I
of stores.
Mean, it would have to depend on the price. I wouldn't get the variety pack. I would just get the pineapple pack.
Okay.
And, like, maybe. But I feel like Mountain Dew, like, they're just going to charge... They're going to charge so much for it and all that. But it's not bad. It tastes like a zero sugar... Soda, which, like, I'm good with. Like, I like Coke Zero sometimes is better than regular Coke. I have to be in the mood for it, but, like, I do like Coke Zero. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I got lost in Ohio State's basketball sauce for a second. Anyway, yeah,
I like a zero sugar soda. Yeah. And like, I think it tastes like a zero sugar soda. I wish they had sugar in it, but like, I don't think sugar and alcohol mixes a ton. Like, maybe high fructose corn syrup sugar doesn't mix a ton.
Right.
I know there's like sugary alcohol drinks, but like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just, it tastes bland to me, so I wasn't really like a massive fan about it.
I wouldn't say I'm a massive fan, but like, sure, if I'm in the mood, I'll grab a six. But I don't think they come in six. Yeah.
No, I don't think they do.
They definitely come in like 24 only.
Yeah. So 1 out of 10. What are you giving Hard Mountain Dew?
The pineapple version.
Yes.
Not any other version because I haven't had it.
Okay.
Pineapple, Baja Blast, Hard Mountain Dew, zero sugar. I'll give it a 6.2.
Okay.
I'll give it a 6.2.
A little above average.
I think it is a little bit of above average for for a drink.
Can you give me an example of like a 5? Like, what's a 5 for you? Like a 5 alcoholic beverage.
Like a Mick.
Mick of all, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So if it's available to you at a party, you might grab one.
Yeah, one or two.
You might dabble.
Right, but if there's other stuff.
If there's like Landshark, you'd rather grab a Landshark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have Angry Orchards.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have a Miller.
Right. Bud?
No.
No.
Bud's below Mick.
Okay.
I don't like Bud Light's kind of
it's
disgusting.
Piss. It's piss. Yeah.
It just there's like some like weird like roof like mouth of your, roof of your mouth, there is a sentence.
Yep.
Taste that I hate from it.
That's valid.
Like I think Coors would be like 5.1. Like, I think Coors is, like, especially Coors Banquet.
Oh.
Like, Coors Banquet, I would say, is, like, 5.2. Like, it's right above Mick.
Really? I would have Coors Banquet a lot higher. I like Coors Banquet a lot.
It's, like, good. It's not great. It's mid.
That's fair. I think it's, like, in the upper echelon.
10 is a Corona.
Oh, with the lime, it's an 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the pinnacle of alcoholic beverages is a Corona.
It's a Corona. Yeah. I would agree.
We're talking about the NFL playoffs.
We're talking about the NFL playoffs, yeah.
Although, I was listening to the Pat McAfee show, like, Real American Beer, yesterday's episode. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Dude, I need to try some now.
Ohio.
Dude, Boston Connor was, like,
he was
downing them at 12. Listen, like, Tyler was downing, like, Tweebs at, like, 11.
But he has a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
And but if Boston Connor is downing Real American Beer...
Then it's worth it. It has to
especially
be worth
from Boston. I hate Boston, but man, they got like Sam Adams up there.
They got good.
And this guy is like, this might be my new favorite light beer. Like, I'll go out and go to a bar with Boston Connor.
Oh, I would too.
So, since he's listening, I know he's listening. Yo, yes. Hit me up, Boston Connor. Let's go.
Send us a pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even a pack. I'll just go out, get some drinks. First round's on me.
Oh, wow. First round's
on
you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I hear you. One day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a sick mullet, too.
Yeah, he does. Mustache, still? Yeah, he has
mustache. Yeah. I mean, he always wears the sunglasses, yeah. I mean, too.
He's just him.
Except for he's from Boston.
Yeah.
As that little kid would say, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right, so yeah, we're talking about NFL playoffs. Not Boston Connor, not alcohol, surprisingly. So, yeah, we're just going to... I guess we'll start with the AFC. We have the 4-5 matchup, which is the Texans.
I got one more thing to say. I think Corona is a 10, but there's times where I would want another beer. Like, I just can't have it, like, all the time.
I can have Corona any day.
Okay.
So,
I think I need to, like, change it up a little bit. Like, if I'm going out, I'm getting different beers every time. Like, I'll get a 12 of mix. I don't get a 12 of Angry Orchards. I don't get a 6 of Jack Daniels. You know what I mean? I can't have the same thing.
In your life, but if I'm at a bar and I don't, you know,
I'm
getting a Corona probably.
I think a Yingling's like an 8.5.
Yinglings are good too. All
right, sorry. Continue. Sorry. I was just saying I need the variety. I can't just only have Corona.
No, that's like living your life eating a plain cheeseburger. You know.
Right. Sometimes I want the rodeo barbecue onion ring. Sometimes I want the classic cheeseburger. Sometimes I want. Big Mac.
Nothing too crazy, though, you know? I mean, I'm kind of, like, on the the chill side of burgers, but
You could. It's intriguing.
Yeah.
When you put out like a
like the Red Robin had that egg on there that you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, those are good.
That's good. Yeah.
Like people like stuff cheese inside burger patties and like it oozes out.
Yeah.
It's like just, like a gourmet burger. Yeah. Like I'm intrigued. If you all have right. something brand new,
we're done talking about food like this because I literally am dude. Going to.
Pubs are just so good.
Oh, yeah.
Pub food is unmatched.
Yeah. All right, let's actually talk about what we're here for. First matchup, we'll start with the AFC. Chiefs obviously have the bye at one. They get the winner of this matchup. Texans, Chargers.
Going to be the best game of the weekend, in my opinion.
I would agree on the AFC side.
Sure.
I'm taking the Chargers in this game.
I think a lot of people
are going to say that.
Are going to say that. I think they're sleeping on the Texans a little bit. I think the Texans, they're not a great team, but they're a good team. And there are some things about the Chargers that I do have a little bit of question marks with. Like, what is the full injury status of J.K. Dobbins? Is he actually 100% or is he going to go 85%? How's it going to be when teams game play strictly for Ladd and make someone else beat them? Because I think the secondary of Houston is good enough to bracket Ladd and shut him down.
Yeah, but like,
so it's really gonna.
Chargers have a weird. They have a weird offense.
I'm not and I'm not like also just like writing off. But I would if I'm a betting man. I'm putting my money on the Chargers, but I think a lot of people are saying that. I think for good reason. But I like people wrote off the Texans last year and they won a game.
Yeah, but this just feels like a different team than last year. Last year was just like, it felt like playoff magic last year.
You know something? Shout out my dad.
They play the Browns round one, and like the Browns were good last year, but they weren't like great. And then they got blown out by the Ravens. So like you know, it's not very like exciting, like. Yeah, they won a playoff game. But I don't think the Browns are nearly as good as the Chargers are. And I don't know, Texans have just been so dodgy in the last few weeks.
I'm so sorry for interrupting you.
Go ahead.
Before then. No, before then. Oh,
shout out to your dad, though.
Yeah, no, shout out to my dad because he showed me this thing where the Texans, every year they've made the playoffs, they have only played at Saturday at 4:30. The first weekend. And guess what time they're playing? 4:30 on Saturday. I don't know if they do it on purpose, but I was just looking at the bottom line there.
I wonder if it's like a time zone thing.
Isn't that crazy though?
Yeah.
Like it's been like 8 years in a row, or not in a row. Well, yeah, in a row, but Texans haven't made the playoffs in 4 years.
Well, I guess. What time zone is Texas?
Central.
Is it Central? Yeah.
Sorry, I was just looking at the bottom line on ESPN. We're watching the pregame for the semifinal game, and I was just like, oh, I gotta mention this. Like that's crazy.
But yeah, now looking at the games again, I think you are right by saying this might be the best game of the weekend, just because I think this one's really evenly matched.
What version am I gonna get out of what teams?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what version? What CJ Stroud am I gonna get?
Yeah, what Stroud are you?
Am
getting?
I gonna get this scared second year kid out of OSU, or am I gonna get the rookie phenom?
Alpha dog, yeah.
I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
You know, he's been saying stuff, like, people counted us out last year, you know. Don't count us out this year. And, like, that makes me feel like the dog's going to come back out. But then I see a must-win game, and he's just throwing checkdowns to Dalton Schultz, and I'm like, what version of CJ am I going to get? And, like, dude, the Texans have a good enough run defense for a run-first Chargers team. How healthy is J.K. Dobbins?
Gus is out too, isn't he?
Yeah, Gus is out.
Gus is out. Yeah, I mean, yeah, see? I mean, that's the risk when you take in two guys like that that have a history of not being healthy.
Gosh, how do we get here, Jake? How is it OSU?
We're not talking about college football.
How? Why is Penn State and one of these teams have to make this a championship?
We're not talking.
I hate them both.
We're not talking about college football right now. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go with Chargers. Are you going with Chargers?
I'm going with Chargers because I trust John Harbaugh more than DeMarco Ryans.
DeMeco.
Yeah, him. Sorry. Look at their helmets down there. They're so stupid. All gold, all white. Look how cool we are. Most iconic helmets of football. I cannot believe we're here.
Do we need to turn the game off?
I just can't believe we're here.
Do we need to
turn I hate...
Do we need to turn the game off? Is it going to make you struggle?
Say things I don't want to say?
Yeah.
Sin? Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. We might have to turn the game off.
Blaine. Alright, I'm watching.
Jesus loves them like...
I'm locked in.
Yeah.
No, because they're Catholics. Jesus, you know? They're Catholics. Notre Dame's a Catholic school. All right? Oh, if I win this football game, I'll get to heaven. Please.
All right, well, unfortunately, we're not talking about college football, so.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, next game. Ravens-Steelers.
Possibly the worst game of the weekend. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a snooze fest. Listen, every year. It's going to be the Ravens. I just, like...
It's going to be...
How do you stop Lamar?
An unstoppable force meets an immovable object of suck.
Yes.
The Ravens never win. Never win in the playoffs. Haven't, won't, will never. Since the Steelers are 1-5 right now.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to one of my guys at camp. He's a big Steelers fan.
They suck.
He's like, I don't understand the hype about Mike Coughlin. Tomlin.
Okay.
Don't understand the... Because, yeah, every year you have a winning, like, record, and that's great and all. When have they ever made it out of, like, the first round? He's terrible when it comes to the postseason. Outside of the Super Bowl run, which wasn't even his team that he made, he's, like, 5-11, I think, in the postseason. Like, he's horrible in the postseason.
I would like to point out that Mike Tomlin has 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, but they're both very early on.
And also...
Very early on in his coaching career when he didn't have a say.
I would also like to point out that the Steelers have had... I don't know. Let's think. Mitchell Trubisky. A very old Ben Roethlisberger.
But not when he started. Ben was still good when he started.
Yeah, but that's when they won the Super Bowls. What I'm saying is the Steelers haven't had the talent to be a really good team in a very long time. What other quarterbacks have they had? They've had... They're starting Mason Rudolph for a long time.
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett is another one. Like, they have not... Their defense has been the same. And, you know, you have guys like Highsmith, who's, like, peaking at 38 years old. Obviously, you have...
Cam Hayward, so...
Yeah, Cam Hayward is really good.
Patrick Queen, revenge.
Patrick Queen was a great pickup for them. I would say... Their secondary is probably the most questionable thing on that defense just because they're so young. But
Took a step back.
Yeah, you have a great... No, I would disagree with that. I think he's having a great year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he is.
I think it's their corners. Their corners are failing him.
Okay.
But that... Yeah, I mean, you have such a good rushing attack that you don't have to run on the corners that much. But when you have a guy like Lamar Jackson who... Looks like he's playing against JV players in the regular season. I think he's going to smoke the Steelers this Sunday. But it's going to be a prove-it game for him. Like, I'm going to have to see something from Lamar Jackson in the playoffs because it has not been convincing at all the last few years.
It's just going to be who wants it more. I'm going to be watching that game, and I'm going to be like, no team wants it.
I was going to say, this is like a gross game.
There's going to be like...
Is Zay Flowers active?
No, IR. Done.
That's a big loss.
I'm like it's just going to be like there's going to be a time where like there's here's my bold prediction for this weekend. Steelers Ravens game, there's going to be a part in the second or third quarter where there's going to be three turnovers on three drives.
Probably.
I think no team's going to want to win it. I think every team is going to have every opportunity to go out there and snatch a game, and no team will. I'm going with the Steelers. I think they shut down Derrick Henry, and I don't know where Lamar goes.
Whoa.
I'm going Steelers.
Whoa.
Over the Ravens.
Even though they're 1-5.
Yeah.
In their last six games.
Yeah. Whoa. I can't watch this. I gotta turn it off. I can't watch it.
I was gonna say, you seem like you're struggling.
Anything else. Just give me Ohio State.
Fans, Oregon. I am sorry if you hear a sniffle. I do have a little bit of a head cold. It is mentally bothering me. It's been bothering me all day. I'm not gonna lie, I've thought about ripping my nose off and just being a mouth breather for the rest of my life. But anyway.
We were just doing hypes. We are flag. And then the leprechaun coming. I was looking back over our last podcast. I just want to say this for our last podcast. You did not understand what I was picking up there. We can talk about it off air. You had, like, I was just re-listened to it.
I sent you a text.
Yeah, you did.
And then my reasons were valid.
They were, but you weren't understanding what I was saying, which is fine. But I like listening over our podcast to see what we can improve. I'm getting off topic. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
But I would like to talk to you off air about that.
But yeah, you're taking the Steelers.
I think
that would be a pretty big upset.
I think so. I think it would be a pretty big upset. But no, Zay, I don't trust the Ravens. I don't trust the Ravens in the postseason, and this core has not changed.
Whoa, that is kind of crazy. You want to guess Mike Tomlin's record against the Ravens all time?
Exactly 500.
He's 21-16 against the Ravens. Now, guess what he's in the last 10 games. Guess what he is against the Ravens?
8-no. Did they win?
He is 8-10 against the Ravens the last 10 games. Two losses.
Okay, there you go. 8-10 would be
18. Well, yeah, I meant eight wins, two losses.
I'm going Steelers. No, Zay. I think Mike will have a game plan for Derek.
Ravens are 10-point favorites right now.
Woo! That's my little sleeper. Sorry, Easton.
Funny. That's. Oh, man.
All right, next game.
No, I'll hop on that. I'll hop on that chain.
Dude, I like it.
I'll hop on it.
I like it.
Bills,
Broncos.
Spare me.
Good boys. Talk. Yeah. All right. NFC.
NFC. No, thanks for joining us,
Broncos. Although the Broncos do have the best shot out of the three teams in the postseason to beat the Bills.
Stop it. I still think it's the Bengals, but we can agree to disagree. Yeah, I mean, thanks for joining us, Broncos. It was fun while it lasted. You guys shouldn't be here, but you are, and it's really encouraging to see. You guys are still dead in cap, so you'll probably have the same team next year.
If there was one thing I saw or that I learned is that it is totally worth it to burn a couple picks to get the head coach.
Yes.
And I think that's what's going to happen with Kevin O'Connell over in...
He's staying in Minnesota.
You think?
Yeah.
I think a team might buy him out for a couple picks.
Minnesota would be stupid to do that.
How does that work? Do they have to agree to it? Or can they just, like, buy him out and then they get compensated?
No, I think it's like a... Who just got... Sean Payton got traded.
He was already fired.
Was he fired? I thought he
this
was
new
under...
Big Ten.
He was under contract.
They just put in the West Coast. I hate that. I hate the money bet grabs. No, he was fired from the Saints.
Really?
Look it up. Sorry, I'm on my computer today. I came straight over from work. Anyway, we're watching the Big Ten intro, and literally, it used to just be the Midwest and the East Coast, and I loved it. Instead, we got, like, West Coast teams out there now, and I don't like it. It's not what I'm used to.
No, he resigned.
He resigned?
He resigned.
So it was just like, you've done so much for us, but we're forcing you out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It says he left on his own accord.
It was a political firing.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't honestly know how that works. I know with Belichick, there were rumors of him getting an NFL job, but that's a completely different situation where he's in college, and I know that the buyout for him was like $1 million.
And it's nothing.
Yeah. Like, if I'm an NFL team, $1 million, I'd blow my nose with that.
It leaves UNC in a really interesting spot, too. Yeah, because, like, because other teams are going to be like, well, he's not going to stay around. So why would you ever come to UNC?
I honestly thought that, I mean, the reports came out today that Belichick's staying with UNC, but I thought for a second he was staying with the Raiders, or he was going to go with the Raiders.
Because of Tom?
Yeah, but they just fired their GM today, the Raiders.
Dude, Tom's going to basically be GM of that team.
Yeah, basically.
And commentate Fox Sports.
Yeah.
What a man.
Which, I wonder if they're going to allow him to do Raiders games. Probably not, right? It's probably in his contract somewhere that he can't.
Yeah. He's growing on me as a commentator.
He is very good.
Anyway, what were we saying? It's worth it for teams to buy out head coaches. Yep.
Yeah.
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 Sean Payton, yeah.
Now, hear me out. Lions coordinators, both of them are very good. Are you thinking, like...
I think...
If I'm Johnson right now, right? Yeah. So hear me out. If I'm Johnson... Now, this is the problem that I have with the assumption in the NFL that coordinators are right away going to be great coaches.
You listened to the Pat McAfee show, didn't you? I also did.
Yeah. But it is correct by saying, like, the assumption that coordinators are going to be great coaches. It's all about, like, chemistry. It's all about how they lead a team, like, how they're going to, like, they have to handle egos. It's a completely different job than just handling
right, one as, ball. McAfee said, you have to handle everyone else's bull crap.
Yeah.
Instead of just your own side of the ball crap.
Right.
I think Aaron Glenn's going to take whatever job he can get. Because I don't think he's good. He's not great. I think the Lions' skilled players on that defense really helps him out. He's lost so many, and now you're kind of seeing, like, the defense be like, I think Ben Johnson's going to be a good coach.
I mean, dude, they just shut out the Vikings. I don't know, man.
I think Ben Johnson's going to be a good coach, but I don't think Ben Johnson is going to leave the Lions until the right situation happens. Like, I don't think the right situation is the Raiders, Tennessee, Patriots. Like, I think...
He's going to be a situation.
He is almost going to have the leverage that Harbaugh had, saying, I'm going to pick and choose and put myself in a good situation where the only thing I have to then do is lead the team. Yeah. Like, they didn't have any leaders to Chargers, but they had everything lined out perfectly. Whereas the Patriots, it's like you can't get any consistency going when you're going year after year, coach after coach.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm kind of okay with what the Giants did, is that, like, at some point you have to get consistent and let the guys in the front office and at head coaching, like, do their thing.
Yeah.
You know? You can't just be one and done in the NFL. Like, that's just not... Your team's just going to consistently stay putrid. So I think Ben Johnson's going to wait until,
The interesting is... We're getting a lot off topic, but it's fine. Patriots did interview...
It's Vrabel.
They interviewed Vrabel today, but they're interviewing Johnson tomorrow.
It's Vrabel. It's the Rooney Rule. I know Ben Johnson's not a minority, but it's Vrabel.
Yeah.
Like, you have to interview, like, so many minority.
It's minority, right? Yeah.
Which is great. I love that because there was no black coaches or people of ethnicity, like, being coaches of the NFL. But, like...
The dynamics completely changed, too.
I don't think... The one that's really interesting to me, and I think he goes... is if they get a quarterback, is Seattle.
Yeah.
I think Ben Johnson and Seattle would be interesting. If, like, let's say Seattle, like, takes, like, a Jackson Dart in, like, the third round, and he just sits under Geno for a year, and he just learns the way of being a pro, and they get Ben Johnson in there, and, like, he energizes the group. They already have a solid defense. That would be interesting.
I think another good coach shout-out would be, I know Pete Carroll's looking for a job.
I'd love him in Chicago.
I think he'd be great. But yeah, I think he'd be great in Chicago.
Yo, what's up, guys? Everyone came back from D-Dubs. Oh, watch out, my Mountain Dew beer.
I see it.
How you doing, Tomer?
Good.
Hey, buddy.
What's
up,
wow.
Got a career. Dude, that's Ricky's a sick
got the
hat, right?
Russian hat on.
Yeah, I do. It's mad comfortable.
Rick, you want to say something to the fans, dude?
What do I need to say?
I don't know.
Browns Super Bowl.
Okay.
In 20... Really...
Bo Nix!
2029. Browns Super Bowl run.
That's all I got to really say.
Browns Super Bowl run. You heard it here first.
In 2045?
29.
29. Wow, that's what my dynasty here. Team's getting out there.
Blandy's fantasy team will be the most devious team ever when I'm in a retirement home.
Listen,
in 55 years.
They didn't see the vision when I had a full image. All right.
Respectfully,
like,
I don't see your vision either. All right, we're
okay,
so off topic.
Full disclosure, right. No idea what I was thinking on the Herbert trade, but I'm going to stick with it.
So
I was
dumb.
Thinking something.
It was so dumb. And you were trying to cope saying he didn't fit your timeline. Come on. He's 27 years old.
Yeah,
18 years left.
Just, I don't. All right. If I hit,
lock back in.
I got 35 picks. Yeah. I got to hit on like 10 of them.
Let's lock back in. Let's lock back in.
That's a third.
Let's lock back in. All right, we're gonna move to the NFC. We're not even gonna talk about the Broncos Bills because it's a waste of time.
I love Pete Carroll and the Bears.
I do too.
Okay,
but let's talk about playoffs.
If you want more, tune in.
We'll talk about that next week.
Off season.
Yeah.
No, it's not gonna be next week. Next week's gonna be something dumb.
Yeah. Why talk about college football next week? Yeah, we probably should. Anyway, all right, we're talking sports.
We are talking sports, and we're
NFL
fine.
Playoffs.
We're fine on time. We talked about beer for 10 minutes, and we're fine.
All right, so we're going to the NFC now. 4-5 matchup, Rams-Vikings.
Wait, I have the ESPN app up. I'm just going to pick our picks.
I already have it.
Oh, frick. I'll do it too.
But if I'm the Vikings, I'm a little scared.
Well, I know Ty loves them. I think
Rams are a good team. Darnold's first playoff matchup, I think, right? Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't look too great when the lights were on him last week. I don't know.
That's also great. We're picking the Steelers over the Ravens next week. No, Zay Flowers, Mike Tomlin's 8-2 in his last 10 against the Ravens.
Tomer.
Undefeated with Lamar Jackson at home, that's all I gotta say.
Fact check him.
It's only happened one time, and it was earlier this season, and we won.
Yeah, except Lamar Jackson literally does a poo-poo stinky in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was saying it's an immovable object versus a...
Zay Flowers is a massive loss. You know.
I know. No, that is crippling.
You're literally... Bateman's your wide receiver one.
Hey, I mean, Bateman's been playing good, but he's no wide receiver one on a playoff.
No. All right, so we're talking Lions. We're talking Vikings, Rams. I'm gonna go Vikings.
I'm also going Vikings.
But if the Rams win this game, it would not shock me.
They
are home as well, which is crazy to me that the Vikings are a fifth seed. It is wild how that works. But
well, you just win a game against the Lions. They didn't win against the Lions.
You're right. Buccaneers, Commanders.
I think the Vikings are going to stomp them.
Who are we talking about?
I think the Vikings are going to stomp the Rams.
The Rams? At home?
Yeah.
I think you're crazy.
I think they're going to stomp
them. I think it's
going
to be a close game.
I think a lot of people are...
I think it's a close game. A very close game.
Buccaneers, Commanders...
Yeah, Buccaneers.
How are the Bucs a 3 seed, man?
Their division sucks.
I know.
Booty.
No, the West is worst. If the Bucs are 3 and Rams are 4.
Yeah, I guess the,
that's insane.
Yeah, I guess the West is worse.
Can you imagine the Falcons as a 3 seed?
That would be the worst thing possible, actually. Oh wow, the Rams lost to this. Oh wow. Huh? I forgot about that.
I am going.
I'm gonna go Commanders because Jay Daniels is.
I'm going Tampa Bay.
Why?
I'm going Tampa Bay because I don't like rookies in the postseason.
We were just arguing about Stroud.
I think... Yeah, but Stroud was overwhelmed even his first game. Against Cleveland. He's got
45. On the Browns.
Cleveland.
Browns had a great defense last year.
I think it's the Bucs. I think they got better coach. I think...
I would disagree with you completely.
I think they got better running game.
I mean, sure.
It's gonna be who shows up more, the Bucs defense or the Washington offense.
Which I'm not relying on the Bucs defense to grind out a win. It's gonna be Baker versus Daniels, how either of them do.
Yeah, and I'm a Baker sexual, I guess.
I know, yeah, you are a Baker Glazer. I also think Daniels is just, he's such a dynamic player. I think he's so good.
Gosh, I love Baker, man.
He also very clearly has that clutch gene in his body.
Yeah, I would not disagree with that.
So I'm going the Commanders personally.
I'm going the Bucks.
All right, we can agree to disagree.
I mean, we're both filling it out.
Yeah.
So we can look back on it later and I can laugh at you. Like, when push comes to shove, Baker Mayfield gets the job done. Like, that's just what it comes down to do, is that he makes winning plays after winning plays.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a fit he's been in.
Yeah, I mean, the contract that he's on, I think, is a steal, but that's me.
The contract?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. 3 years? $100 million?
Yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's gross.
He's getting paid. The Buccaneers robbed him.
I agree with you. Packers are 1 year away. Going to Eagles.
Yeah. Packers are a very good team. But it's clear. I think most of the games this year, when they played the good teams, it's I think this is going to be a relatively close game. But I don't think that, like, they haven't won those close games. And I think it's because of the immaturity that the team has.
I think they're just one off season away.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of question marks. Not around the quarterback. Jordan Love is fantastic.
He's great.
There's a lot of question marks, I think.
Wide receiver room.
Wide receiver room.
Tight end room.
And like, front seven.
Yeah, they're not. It's not amazing.
Jair's out the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Once a defense that I thought was very good, it's just really like, I don't know. Hurts just got cleared.
Yeah, I mean, Brown. McKinney was a great signing. He's been the alpha of that defense.
He was the alpha of the defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a playmaker back there. So, I just don't think they have. I don't know. The problem with the Packers is they start off really rough, and then they kind of ease their way back.
You can't do that in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are kind of the same way, though. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be a super major blowout either way, but, like, they're resting AJ until Sunday. He's not practicing.
Hurts hasn't sure
he's
ready.
He's cleared.
I know he's cleared, but he had a practice today. I think it was his first practice back.
I'm going Eagles.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate because I'm always scared of the Eagles.
I don't think it's particularly a debate. And then you look at who they're playing next in Washington or the Bucks, which is an easier game than the Packers.
If Washington wins, they play the Lions. Oh. Yeah. So we'd play the Vikings.
So you're really rooting for the Buccaneers.
I mean, they're both pretty good, but yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if the Rams beat the Vikings, then they would play, and then we get the Commanders. Or no. No, we would get the Rams. Never mind. That was stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless, the Lions get the lowest seed here.
Right.
Probably, it would be the Commanders or the Packers.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Because, here, let me see something. If I go and pick Washington, gotcha, it does switch. Yeah. Wow, look at that, ESPN. You are on the ball. All right, I'm going. You want to start back at the AFC, Chiefs, Steelers?
I'm not.
Okay, cool. Cool. Bills, Chargers. Cool.
Okay, cool. Thank you for joining.
Like, we always talk about how much of a bloodbath the AFC is going to be.
Gosh.
Push comes to shove, it's always the Chiefs. It's always the Bills. It's the Bengals when they want to be.
When their defense isn't the worst in the league. Lions, Commanders.
Vikings.
Okay, cool.
I got Vikings.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
So for my bracket, okay. I got Lions, Vikings.
It's yeah, I guess we should specify who's...
It's so my bracket now is Lions, Vikings, yours is Vikings, Commanders.
No, Lions...
Or Lions, Commanders. Commanders, yeah. Lions, Commanders. For my bracket, I am really looking into this. Beating a team three times in a season is next to impossible. So I think that, like, and all the storyline is going to be like, oh, they got blown out the first time, they're going to get blown out again. And, like, if you know ball, that's not going to happen.
It's playoff ball.
It's playoff ball. It's playoff ball. Vikings will be hot. They just won a game. But the Lions needed this bye.
They needed to be home.
They needed to be home. They needed this bye. I think it's Lions in a very close game.
Very close game. Like one kick game.
I don't think they win on a walk-off field goal again because they already did that. If they didn't do that, then that's what I'm saying.
Dude, talk about Gibbs.
I think it's so...
Montgomery's coming back, too.
Yeah, that buys everything.
Yeah, they needed that.
Because
Gibbs... They already had guys hurt.
Gibbs got up yeah. in the fourth quarter and was, like, feeling it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I wish it was 1 week earlier so I could have won in fantasy, but it's fine.
Anyway. Nothing. I'm sorry.
So, are you going... You're going Lions?
I'm going Lions over the Vikings okay. in a very, close very, game. Very, very close game.
Yeah.
And you're just not even talking about Lions Commanders? Okay.
I mean... No. I don't think the Commanders have what it takes to hold the Lions offense, slow them down. And the Lions defense is still very, like, I think it's decent enough to kind of contain. But yeah. So yeah, I'm taking Lions in that game. And then Eagles Vikings, I think that's going to be a tough one. I think being at the Link is a really big deal in that game for the Eagles. I think the Vikings have a decent enough run defense to kind of slow Barkley down a little bit. I mean, corners are okay. I still think the Eagles are just the better team. That's me.
For Vikings-Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because our brackets are different.
I hate that my bracket's going to be... 1-2 versus 1-2. That's not going to happen.
So you're saying there's one upset.
There's one upset, and as I'm looking over it more and more...
Chargers? That would be crazy. I don't know, though. Or are you saying the Eagles lose?
I'm saying... Oh, my gosh. No, I don't say the Eagles lose. Eagles will not lose to the Buccaneers. They're not going to beat them twice in a row. I think the Eagles are making the conference championship game.
Man, we're so bad against the Bucs every year, though. I would be actually scared to play the Buccaneers just because we are so bad against the Bucs.
I can't pick against Mahomes, right?
No. You're smoking crack if you think the Steelers are being the Chiefs.
You can't, right?
No.
Gosh.
If you're going to pick
I think the Bills are the best team.
If you're going to pick an upset in the AFC, it's going to be Bills Chargers. And it would be like off a Herbert legacy game. It would be off a Herbert legacy game. But no, I don't see. Breaking news from David Tomer. This happened in the Lakers game too. Lakers game got postponed. Vikings Rams moved to Monday.
Whoa.
Due to the fires that's going on. And it's in Arizona, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That
kind of changes things.
That changes everything.
That sucks for the Rams. Holy cow.
Are they going to move? The Chargers aren't playing. Chargers are away. Who are the Chargers playing? First round.
Texans.
Okay, never mind. Wow.
Yeah, no.
That's like, massive. Yeah,
wow. Wow. If I'm a Rams fan, I'm kind of pissed. But shout out. L.A., pray for those who are struggling with fires.
Shout out State Farm Arena.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's tough. Sorry. I know people are struggling over there, so praying for them. J.J. Reddick's house burned down, too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough times.
That's what happens when you take money away from a fire department.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're not getting political. Okay. All right.
All right, wow. That's... okay, so you're saying Eagles being whoever they play in the second round. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, there has to be...
1-2, 1-2. 1-2, 1-2,
just nothing about that makes me feel cozy inside.
I think that happened last year, though.
So it's going to happen 2 years in a row, we're saying?
I mean, I feel like the NFL is just a lot different than college, just because the best teams usually win.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because the bracket isn't stupid in how they set it up.
All right, whatever. All right, let's just
see how the best teams play the worst teams. You see how that works out?
Let's just go.
Not the worst teams getting a first round bye.
Let's just go 1-2, 1-2.
Let's go 1-2, 1-2. Gosh, I hate that. Okay, I hate that. And you heard it here first. I'm also the one that said last week that the Bears Packers was going to be a good game, and it was. So I know ball, guys. I would not be shocked if the Steelers caught heat.
I just don't see
it. Either the Bills or the Chiefs are losing their first round matchup. That's all I'm going to say.
That would be crazy.
That's all I'm going to say.
That would be crazy.
But I'm going to go 1-2 here to keep it civil because we're on a time restraint. But I think the Chargers or the Steelers can do it.
I also have to pee so bad. So
wow, that was insane.
Yeah. You want to yap for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, I'd love to yap for a little bit. So, guys, listen, I'm looking at the top 7 teams in the Big Ten college basketball right now. And it's Michigan and MSU, and honestly, as a college basketball fan, there's nothing more that I would like than Michigan State. I mean, that's one of the greatest rivalries in college hoops. I love it. Yeah. This Ohio State game is kind of nuts because I wasn't expecting Ohio State to beat this Oregon team. Yeah, and I can't watch the college playoffs because I hate both teams just with a raging passion. I guess I should talk about the Yankees now, but it's just so, I'll talk about the Yankees later, just because we're in the football mindset. Guys, I really, really think that the Chargers or the Steelers can beat one of these two teams. I think they got good coaches. I think when Russ wants to be Russ, they got good quarterback play, because Herbert's already disgusting. Yeah, man. That's crazy about the Rams game, too. I was not expecting that at all. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I keep swiping down. It keeps erasing my picks. Oh, no, wait. No, it didn't. Jeremy, how do you feel? Nothing? Nothing about NFL football?
Dude, birds all the way, man.
Birds all the way. All right. So that should tell you all you need to know about his ball knowledge is that it's next to nothing.
Well, as a Giants fan,
that's fair. I don't know anything about ball as a Giants fan. Yeah, it's been nothing but pain and misery. Dude, that was like a racehorse. Holy, I heard the stream from down
there. Dude, all right. I'm sorry, guys. I couldn't hold it anymore, but I just got to say.
Whoa, man. That was easily
a top 5 pee.
Did you get the chills?
So, let me explain. I walked into the bathroom, lifted up the toilet seat, of course. I peed crystal white. Okay.
Oh, Gibson's all over that.
Crystal white.
Dude, you are hydrated now for the next 3 games.
I'm peaking in the water.
Like, hydration for your next indoor game started graduation.
Yes. I am peaking when it comes to drinking water right now.
You have so much salt in your body.
Let me tell you. It was crystal white. Okay? Crystal white. All right. Now, crystal white, and then let me tell you, the stream, like a fighter jet.
Okay.
Flying
out. What we're all interested in is the chills.
I got it. Top 5 pee all the time. Dude. For me, at least.
The chills when you're peeing is an experience that...
You know, I would just like to say, hold on, I would just like to say, I said this last year with Easton and Aaron.
I know, they both disagree with
you.
And
they hated me.
Because I came over and I agreed with you.
Yeah. Pee shivers is a top 5 feeling
all time.
Oh,
I love it.
All time.
Love it.
All time. All time. This is why I love you.
It's great.
It's great. There's no other feeling, honestly.
It's like clearing out your sinuses.
Yeah. It's like getting something out of your teeth that's been stuck in your tooth for a long time, and you've been like digging your tongue at it for like hours, and you finally get it out. It's that feeling.
Do you know what floss is?
I do. But like sometimes floss is not available to you. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I always carry one of those picks around.
See, like, I used to, but it just took too much
space. I'm just messing. I never do.
Okay, I was going to say, like, that's
weird.
Yeah. I mean, I used to do that, but...
How about you don't eat, like, an animal and get apple stuck in your teeth? Dude. Apple stuck in your tooth is one of the worst experiences ever.
Yeah.
Like, the skin. Why is skin on an apple? Give me the apple. B-tier fruit. Right in the middle.
Wow. A green apples are easily A. S, maybe. S, maybe.
A mushy apples, D. Oh, a nice, okay. Crisp...
Green apple? And you apple?
Just munch into it and goes...
A.
B plus.
That's crazy. Alright, back to the NFL playoffs.
I was just saying, don't be shocked. I was about to go on the Yankees, and I was like, I gotta wait. Like, it doesn't make any sense to just jump ship right here. I think... You can't... You, well, until someone beats Mahomes in the postseason, I will pick them for eternity.
I hate them so much. I hate them.
Would I be shocked if this is the year that someone can beat them? No. No, I would not. But until that happens, I will be picking them. So I'm going Chiefs over Bills.
Ah, dude, the Bills are so good.
And my Super Bowl prediction since, like, week 4 was Bills-Eagles. Bills, Eagles. You can make your own bracket. We already changed.
Are you saying the Bills are making the Super Bowl?
I think if I'm thinking with my heart and my gut, it's Bills, Eagles. If I'm thinking with my head,
it's Chiefs.
It's Chiefs, Lions. I like thinking with my head more than my gut because then I just turned up to be fat. You know what I mean? Just, I want that. You know what I mean. You're on your cleanse.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm going Chiefs, Lions. I think those are two fantastic games. Oh my gosh, he just dropped him. And he hit it. Oh my word. He made that man touch earth. He went through the basketball court. He hit the ice underneath the arena. Oh my word. Provide him with a map next time. Guys, like, a minute 40 left in the game. And this Orkington just dropped the Ohio State kid.
They were down like 14. Oh my.
Oh my. Oh, hus. No layups for you. Hook shot. There it is.
It's a break. Yeah, anyway, Oregon's winning this game.
I'm going with Chiefs Lions until someone shows me that Patrick Mahomes can lose in the postseason. I will not pick against them. Can it happen this year? I think this is the best year for it to happen. Three-peats never have happened before. But if anyone, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. How many points will be scored total in 13 games? What is every game average? Like 40. 42? I'm going to do 42 times 13. No one can copy my answers, you thieves. 546, baby. And I just exited out, so they unsaved all my picks. Thank you, ESPN.
Wow. All right, you ready for mine?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's a tough one, you know? So, I mean, as an Eagles fan, I'm obviously saying that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you can make 12 brackets. Look at that. Huh? Yeah, you have to.
I'm going Eagles just because it's just my ride or die, man. I would love to say that this is the year. I'm confident. I would be really sad if we don't win this year. And I'm going with the team that... is the only team that's beaten the Chiefs this year. And I'm taking the Bills. Red hot in the playoffs.
The Bills did beat the Chiefs, didn't they? That just cements my pick in the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Bills.
I don't think Andy Reid gets out coached twice. I don't think Spagnuolo gets out coached twice.
And here's my reason why. You ready? Chiefs have a bye. I think they absolutely blow out the Steelers like they did in the regular season again. And this will be the only competitive game they've had so far in the playoffs. Josh Allen's going to have a hard game in the Chargers. Broncos will make it a little difficult. A little bit. But I think the Bills come out on top this year. And I know it's crazy to go against Patrick Mahomes. But winning 3 in a row. Just don't see it.
Yeah, winning 3 in a row is insane. But I have to. Until you can show me otherwise that Patrick Mahomes loses in the postseason, I'm going to pick Patrick Mahomes.
3 in a row statistically is not.
Statistically, it's 0.0.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not going to Chiefs in this game.
Man, dude, I wish Diggs was still on the Bills. It would make just everything you're saying worthwhile for that picture. Looking at the confetti, staring off into space.
Yeah, now he's losing round one.
And he's torn his ACL.
Yeah, and he's dead, so.
And he's still a ghost for, like, 18 games.
Yeah.
Not 18, 8.
And then Bills, Eagles, I'm going.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Eagles. So, Super Bowl 2 years ago matchup. Rematchup. Horse Trank.
Are you saying Eagles Chiefs?
No, you're saying Eagles Chiefs.
No, I'm saying Eagles Bills.
Oh, so you're going with me.
Yeah.
You're going with my gut pick, not my head pick.
Yeah, I want the Eagles Bills.
You want that as an Eagles fan?
I just want to get to the Super Bowl, man.
Sounds like a Philly fan. I just want to get there.
Just want to get there. You know?
Yeah.
And then we'll see from there, you know?
Yeah.
Do I want that? I don't know. I mean, I don't want either of those teams, but if I had to pick one, I probably wouldn't want to play Patrick Mahomes again, but Josh Allen's a freaking stud ever since he got married, so I don't know.
Facts.
I mean, he's been a stud his whole life, but especially now. My golly. What an animal.
So who wins?
I'm saying Eagles over the Bills, but I mean, that's just because I'm an Eagles fan.
Right.
I feel like I'm obligated to.
Right. What's your head pick?
My head pick?
From conference championship on.
I would say my head pick would be Lions-Bills.
Okay.
Like, if I was, like, logically thinking, I would say Lions-Bills. That would be the matchup. I could also see...
And who wins?
Bills.
Yeah, okay.
I could see a Chiefs-Eagles rematch again.
Oh, my word, they turned it over. Oh, my gosh. Ohio State, for the win. He missed it. Rebound! Oh, they called a foul. 12.6 to go. Ohio State's down one, shooting two. Oh, my word. Look at this inbound. What are they doing? He dribbled into a corner. Guys, yeah, if you are a young basketball player,
don't ever, whatever the
Oregon State kid just did here,
don't do everything
he just did, don't do it. Middle of the court, throw the ball up. No, not throw the ball up, but get it up court.
I'm not sure.
Don't dribble into a corner.
I don't know how they called a foul there, honestly.
Oh, they got the rebound, too. 88% from the line. He's missing both.
Cash. Now he's making it strong. Yeah. It's a Mobley, man.
It's butter.
It's a Mobley. All right. Yeah, I'm going
Ohio State just owns Oregon in every aspect. All right, yeah. You're going birds. Birdland. Rise up. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Gosh, I hate them.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah, I can definitely see any four of these teams winning.
Yeah, that's
and honestly, like only these four teams winning. I can't see any other team winning the Super Bowl outside of Bills, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles. I don't know if all four teams get to the conference championship.
I mean, I think the questionable ones are like, if any are questionable, Bills, Chargers, Eagles, Vikings.
I think the Chargers give, like, the best non-top two team. Maybe. Offensive foul! Wait, what?
What?
Did he not just show offensive foul? Am I stupid?
Whoa, that's offensive.
Is that... Look, right there. What did he just call? Oh, no, he called a foul.
Yeah, he called a foul.
Called a foul on the floor, no shot. Gotcha. I thought he was making the charge.
But they're in the bonus, though, so
yeah, yeah. I thought he was calling the charge, though, not a blocking. You know how they go, like, the little fist
instead
of the hump?
Yeah.
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 Wow. Two free throws for Oregon. Dude, this is a great game. Cash.
I have a feeling he's going to miss this one, and Ohio State are going to come down and hit a three.
Well, then they only need a bucket.
Oh, no, he's making this. Never mind. He has 23.
Yeah, he's seen the ball
go through
the...
Do you call timeout here?
He saw the ball go through the nine line a little bit. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta set up a play. And it also advances the ball, no?
I think I let him play.
They let him play.
I let him play.
7 seconds left.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, for the win! Oh my lord! Oh my that's gosh. Why you call timeout.
Yeah, that's gross. That's actually disgusting. Is that game? What the? No way you pull up like that and you hit the backboard only. That's disgusting.
He overcooked that thing like a grenade and almost blew up in his face before he was able to throw.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Wow.
Wow.
Oregon's not that good of a team. Sorry, they're not.
Wow, that's a...
I mean, Penn State just walloped Ohio State by 20 points a couple days ago.
And... this is actually such a brick. Like, holy cow. That's...
I think there's a foul. I think they got a foul off. I think that big guy's shooting a couple. Right there.
He had a good look.
Look, he caught a foul to the guy. The ref called a foul here. Oh, it's just such a good game. Right there, he called the foul. There's like 0.7 left. Now, you know what you do? You intentionally miss a second free throw.
Yeah. Well, all right. They still have the timeout.
Yeah, but the ball's going to go off before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Chiefs. Can't beat Patrick Mahomes until I see it.
Okay.
I love that you're going with your heart. I would be too if I was in your situation. Yeah, other teams to win outside of the top two seeds. I like
Vikings, maybe. Maybe we're underestimating how good the Vikings are. I don't know.
They're like the Ravens of the NFC.
Yeah.
They just never win in the postseason. They just never win. The easy pick is to say the Ravens, but I just don't trust the Ravens. Yeah. I trust the Chargers more than the Ravens.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I don't know. Ravens are really good this year, but yeah, losing Zay
Nate Biddle, the guy shooting at the line, looks like an Oregon player.
Zay Flowers is a dog, and losing him was a big deal.
Yeah, 100%.
Anyway, yeah, that's kind of playoff predictions.
I got the Chiefs. You got the Bills. The Birds. Head picks the Bills. Heart picks the Birds. My head pick is the Bill. My heart pick, my gut pick is the Bills. My head picks the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think the AFC is just so much better than the NFC.
I would disagree. I think the 1-2s are pretty even.
Washed. It's a wash.
What? What do you mean?
Like, it's a wash between the 1-2 seeds. Like, they're the same.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, like, as you're saying as a whole, I would say the AFC.
As a whole, I'm saying the AFC's tougher. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I would agree.
Okay.
All right.
That's the NFL preview. I know there is a couple of people that listen that are Yankees fans just like I am. And I don't know if you've been following along, but it does interest the Phillies a little bit, too. So I do have sources that I'm in touch with that actually know the baseball world. And for this entire week, Luis Arias has been in the trade discussion. Jeff Passan tweeted out on Tuesday that the Padres and Yankees have been in talks about Luis Arias. And Luis Arias is one of the most complicated. That's the word I'm looking for. Sorry, my stutter's now kicking in. It's been an hour, so this is right where I start stuttering and my brain function turns off. Most complicated player in the MLB because he is by far the best pure hitter contact-wise in the game. 3 batting titles, 3 teams, 2 different leagues. He's won it back-to-back-to-back, all right? Okay. When you can slot that guy ahead of Judge, it's perfect because he's going to get on base, man. Like, he's going to go and what happened?
Sosa signed a new deal. Is that old? $3 million extension? 1 year, $3 million.
I didn't get anything.
1.3
Framber Val. Oh, yeah. Today's arbitration day, so everyone is getting their arbitration deals. Vladdy got 28.5 in arbitration. So he's easily going to be 40 in the market, maybe even 45 a year. I think. If he has a good year this year, he's going to get 40 to 45.
Boom, and Marsh coming back.
Yeah.
7.7.
I mean, as they should have.
Marsh, I don't really agree with, but sure. It's fine.
I mean, he doesn't cost anything. Arbitration guys don't cost anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, Luis Arias, right? Best contact hitter in the game. He puts the ball in play. He's played 6 seasons, barely missed any games. He has struck out 194 times and walked 194 times.
That's pretty
bad. And like, no, it's amazing. In like 700 games.
Wait, sorry, repeat what you said.
He's in his career, he struck out 194 times and walked 194 times.
Oh.
Okay. In over 6 years.
That's pretty good.
That's disgusting. So when you talk about a leadoff hitter, like, this is ideal in my scenario. He's the worst defender in the league. The worst glove in the league. He can't run the bases. He has no speed. He has no power. And so he's the most confusing player. I don't know how to feel about that. I've been talking myself into it more and more. And then an hour later after the passing report comes out, John Heyman then tweets about how the Yankees are not in a deal or not in discussions with the Padres for Luis Arias. And John Heyman is Scott Boras's reporter. Like, him and John Heyman are buddies. He definitely said to John Heyman, hey, put this out. At least this is what I was thinking. Put this out because Bregman's still on the board, Pete Alonso's still on the board, and Hyesung Kim's still on the board, who all three of them are represented by Boras. So it was definitely like a boxing match between the Yankees and Bregman and like smoke screens and like Boras wanting his clients to be like getting the money that they deserve and like trying to dictate the market. And then today on Hot Stove, Jack Curry goes out, and let me tell you something. When Jack Curry speaks, you listen as a Yankees fan because he knows exactly what's going on. He said the Luis Arias rumors got completely blown out of proportion and the Yankees were interested but are not anymore, which is so confusing because Jeff Passan is like the Woj of baseball, right? Like, he's not going to put something out to, like, blow smoke on people. Maybe he messes with the devil's lettuce, right? But he doesn't blow smoke when it comes to reporting, all right? So I don't understand why, like, he would put that out if he wasn't sure that this was happening. So now I have no idea what to believe. But the Yankees have put themselves in a position where, like, they can just sit back and wait. Like, if the Bregman market doesn't come to where Bregman wants it to, why not sign up to a 1 or 2 year deal?
That still seems a lot of money, though.
I don't disagree. And I think he's still going to the Red Sox, Bregman. But I just don't know, like, what is going on right now? Because every reporter is saying something different. And then my guys that I told you I'm with, they're saying that the Phillies are dark horses for Luis Arias. And he plays second and Stott moves as a bench piece.
I don't see that happening. I think if we spend any money anywhere, we're re-signing Estevez. Or I don't think we get Hoffman back. But I know Estevez is rumored for Diamondbacks, which would really suck because we just lost them a few years ago. And the reason why we lost was because of their bullpen just being on absolute fire. And Hoffman would be an excellent signing for them. I think Stott's good enough to be a starter on a World Series team. Am I wrong?
I like Stott.
I think Stott's a great starter.
Yeah, Phillies are seen as a dark horse to trade for Padres infielder Luis Arias. I have no idea what's going on.
I guess we would trade
one of your young guys down there in Single A. I mean, no, that's way too much. It's way too much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess picks. I don't know. I don't know what Arias is worth. Like, what would you say his value is right now?
I think he's the best pure contact hitter in the game.
Yeah, but what is that worth?
Right now, he's at arbitration. This is his last year before arbitration. He's going to get $14 million.
And he's going to get a big contract.
He's not going to get a huge contract.
I think he'll get a pretty decent size.
He'll probably get $17 a year. People are so confused. Because here's the thing. If you're a mid to small market team, you have to buy wins. That's why WAR is like the biggest stat ever. His WAR is 1.1. His wins above replacement is nothing because he doesn't win games defensively or with speed. He barely wins them offensively because he doesn't hit home runs. He's the most polarizing athlete in baseball right now. Even as a fan, and like I was kind of talking myself into it over this week, like, yeah, like I just feel like it's a horizontal move though from Glaber to Arias. But like, I was talking myself into it, like he would be a good leadoff hitter and all that. And then Curry goes out and says that nothing's happening between the Yankees and Padres. And I have no idea what to think now. Either you love him or you hate him. There's no in between. There's a reason he's been on 3 different teams the past 3 years. I think it's a nutty time.
Can I hear your opinion on something?
Yeah.
So with Boehm re-signing for arbitration, Is that the end of the trade rumors for him?
For arbitration?
Yeah.
No. You can still dump him.
So, would it be crazy to say the Phillies go out and get Bregman by using Bohm?
If they agree with Bohm on a contract and then go try to deal him somewhere? I mean, like...
You go out and get Bregman.
But, like, you're going to go out and... They don't have the money for Bregman. Unless they're going over.
Well, no, you lose the... How much is Bregman making right now?
Bregman wants... He's more about the total value than AAV. He wants over $200 million. He's not going to get that.
No.
What's 165 divided by 6? Let me get... 165 divided by 6. 27 and a half.
I mean, you lose...
How much is Bohm projected to make on arbitration?
Well, he just got 7.7 on arbitration this
Okay,
year.
So now you're down to 20.5. What's your cap at? Payroll table. I mean, I could see it. My other guy... Red Sox are making a strong push to land third baseman Alex Bregman per source. Honestly, if I close my eyes and I think about him in a Red Sox uniform, I can totally see it. Talks have intensified this week. Blue Jays, Tigers, Mets stay in the mix. Detroit at one point was seen as the favorite, but that has seemed to shift into Boston's court. I think Boston's going to be good. But I think people are hyping him up a bit too much. I think the team that the Yankees have to worry about the most in the AL is the Texas Rangers. I think they're going to have a big bounce back year, but that's not for here or there or anything. But what I'm saying, Jake, is like, I don't know what to think right now in a smokescreen season, and I don't know the play that Boris is trying to have. I don't know if he's trying to drive up, like, Bregman's price for the Red Sox, saying, hey, the Yankees are so interested here. What's your cap at?
Current payroll allocations 276, projected total allocations
284. So you would be at 304, which is over the 2-1.
Yeah, but then you trade some other small salary guys.
Yeah, I mean, like, let me see the payroll table real fast. Sorry, I don't have my computer with me, guys. Because you're gonna need to find, like, if you want to be fully under the cap, you probably are gonna have to trade if you're at 304. With $5 million wiggle room,
why wouldn't you trade Martian? And
you're gonna need to free up about $8 million here because you need to give yourself about $5 million for spring training invitees and wiggle room in the trade deadline if you want to stay under this cap. So they'll be at 304. Let's say they're gonna be at 309. So they have to get $10 million off the board. All right. Yeah, Tyon Walker.
Oh yeah,
but well, you're gonna have
that's a hard contract.
It's a hard it's a hard contract to get rid of, and like you're gonna have to eat a lot of it too. Oh my gosh, he's under contract for 2 more years.
Yeah, that contract's really bad.
Oh my word, I don't like maybe a Jose Alvarado dump.
He's expiring, isn't he? I think he's free agent entering next year.
I love your tabs right now. It's all sports. Club option. So that makes it a little more valuable that the club would have control over that.
I don't know if I'd want to. I mean, I know we both did the bullpen a little bit this year. But we are going, like, Estevez and Hoffman potentially leaving would be big. So I feel like Suarez being traded would be a big loss.
Because Alvarado's at 9. Alvarado's at 9 right now. So that would take care of a lot of it.
Wait, were you saying Ranger? Or were you saying...
I was saying Jose Alvarado, Ranger Suarez are both around that area where you can trade them
and get under... I mean, who's better at this point, you think?
Ranger. Yeah. Starting pitching is worth way more than relief, which is also why I think teams are going to be like, nah, not really for a $9 million reliever. Although he's been decent.
He's good.
Not really. I mean, Jose Alvarado. I pressed on Ranger by accident. But like... I would have a very hard time seeing the Phillies go over the 301 Cohen tax, where you get charged $2 for every dollar you spend. I would have a really hard time seeing them do that. Not saying they won't do that. I just don't think they will.
Yeah.
So one of these moves then would have to happen. Yeah, boom. But then who's playing third base for you? Because it's not a riot. Okay, you trade Boehm. You trade someone else. Then you can make Bregman work.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. What did they settle on?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm the Phillies, and, like, I've been against trading Boehm, but if you're getting Bregman out of it and we have to dump, if we have to get rid of one reliever...
It wouldn't be. It's not picks. It would be international pool money, probably.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Alvarado though if you're trading Boehm. I'll tell you that much right now. You're not dumping $16 million, and those are two of your definitely better players, I would say.
Yeah.
Boehm's market value, 20. I could see it. Avoided arbitration at 7.7. Yeah, man.
It's a good contract for the year.
It is a great contract for a year. Almost better than I
think. On an All Star.
I think it's almost better, about 12-1, Michigan State over Washington. I would think that, you know, I don't know if the Phillies want to be tied up for 6 years also in Bregman, but that's what I'm saying. You might just have to wait out the market here, because I don't think Pete's going to get that 5-6 year deal like he was wanting.
This is crazy.
I think Boris, he is the king of sports agents when it comes to the MLB, but he's really been off his game over these past couple of years. And I could really see like a 3-4 year deal with an opt out after the first year. Like, they might go smaller contracts and try to test the market again in the next coming years, like next year or 2 years from now. So that's why I think the Yankees are in a great position here. You can just kind of wait it out and see who they want. But the Luis Arias rumors have just messed with my head all week. And I'm just trying to clear the air a little bit for people that care about the Yankees that listen, because I know there's quite a few of them.
Whoa. I didn't see Justin Verlander signed.
Yeah. That's good deal for the Giants.
That's wild.
But I was just trying to clear the air a little bit that I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Yankees make a horizontal move. I think that the Yankees going from Gleyber Torres to Luis Arias, I think that's a horizontal move. Now, if the Yankees end up starting DJ LeMahieu at second base or third base this offseason or this coming spring...
Weren't you guys... were rumored for Teoscar, too, weren't you?
No.
No?
He was always saying
the Dodgers. Was he ever leaving?
No, he was never leaving the Dodgers. Yeah. But if the Yankees go into spring training with DJ as their third baseman, I'm mad. Because 1 year, $15 million for Gleyber, like, I'm doing that. Like, that's a qualifying offer that they could have extended him. And everyone was like, oh, they're never going to... Gleyber's never going to take that. He's going to get more money than that. And he didn't. And now we got a hole at second base, and you got to fill it up. And if you look at me and you say, listen, we're going to get a defensive-minded second baseman or third baseman, and we're going to go defense, athleticism, and pitching this year, I'm all in as a Yankees fan. But the lineup is just – there's that lack of a leadoff hitter. I think Arias would have done it, but I think it's still a horizontal move with his defense. I think Bregman makes the most sense defensively – up top, but then that means that they're going over the Steve Cohen luxury tax. And I don't think the Yankees do that. But we'll see how bad the fifth inning hurt them. And we'll see how bad, or how good, I should say, the World Series income numbers look. Because I think that's a big part of it, is that the Yankees got a lot of money this year from the World Series, especially because it was the Dodgers. So we'll see. We'll see what transpires.
I don't know. At this point, I don't think... So I think Pete Alonso's out of the equation for you guys.
Yeah, we signed Goldschmidt.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Goldschmidt is just...
No, I'm not saying that we should have signed Pete or whatever, but I think if Pete ends up getting a 2 or 3 year deal for like $25 million and Goldschmidt gets off to a bad start, there's going to be questions.
Yeah.
Because it's only an extra $10 million. It's only an extra couple of years. But I think at the beginning of this offseason, it was very much like pencil in Bregman and Pete to go get those 6-7 million years. Oh, it's a brand new team.
No, where's he going to be in your lineup?
Goldschmidt?
Yeah.
They'll probably give him the MVP treatment, so bat him fifth just because of courtesy. He should be like seventh. I think the lineup I had...
That's so low money for him. I thought he was going to get around.
He had a terrible year last year.
I know, but like, name though.
Okay, that's great. I think he's been great his entire career and outside of last year.
He's going to the Yankees.
There's always a Yankees...
You know he's going to get the aura boost.
Listen, As long, exactly. As
that's what I'm like. I'm shocked that he only signed for 12 and a
half million. Talking Jake from Talking Yanks, he always says that Yankees juice. You tap into that Yankees juice for a year. He might get some of that Yankees juice. But they should bat him 6th or 7th. I don't think they will to start off the year, but they should. They should. He didn't have a great year last year. His strikeout percentage was around the same, which gives me confidence that he can back it up. Because usually when your strikeout rate goes up, you start your bat starts declining.
He had a decent amount, 68 RBIs,
I think. Last year was so rough. You got to look at the – dude, this is a blowout. Michigan State's so good.
Or Washington just sucks.
Illinois only beat them by 7 last night, 2 nights ago. And Illinois just – who did they just kill? Oregon, right? Oregon sucks. I just watched that game. Oregon sucks.
Do we know where Santander's going?
And that's another guy who it's going to be.
You guys are still rumored for him.
No, we're not.
No?
No. Where are we going to play him? Second? We need one more bat, and he's either playing second or third.
Oh, gosh. No, you're not playing him on either.
No. He's going to a DH needy. Oh, my word. That rim had a family. He's going to a DH needy NL team. I don't know who that is because I haven't looked into it that much. Because he can't field. He can't field at all.
No, you're looking for the bat there.
Exactly, which is why you put him at DH. Which is what
but
people.
He's going to want a field. That's the problem. He's not going to want a DH.
You give enough money, so he'll DH. That's what they tried that with Arias. They tried to throw Arias at DH because Santander cannot field. It's why no one's signing him right now. It's also it's the smoke and mirror season right now in the MLB offseason. Everyone's looking at everyone, waiting to make a move, and reporters are just throwing in whatever they want to as smoke screens for actual targets.
There's still great pitching available, too. Like, no, I'm shocked that Scott's still available. I'm shocked that Flaherty's available, too.
Scherzer. Well, Flaherty was going to go to Boston until they pulled off the Crochet trade.
Yeah. Pivetta is still available. There's good pitchers still available.
Yeah, there's decent.
I think good is
mid rotation guys. Average. Mid rotation guys. Tanner Scott's elite.
Yeah.
Tanner Scott's elite, but teams are worried about that big contract because Josh Hader didn't have a great year with the Houston Astros. Yeah. So it's kind of a rough year for relievers, but I think Tanner Scott would still get paid. But it's also why the Yankees went out and got Devin Williams because he's still in arbitration. They didn't want to pay a reliever that kind of money until they saw it.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. I don't know. Phillies are in a weird spot. Do you think that we. I think Hoffman's just gone. He's going to get too much money.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to get $36 million easily.
I think your team's set.
Like, you don't bring back Estevez, you let him go.
It depends how much. I think you're still in the mix for probably.
What is he rumored for?
I don't know.
Is it a little more than that?
You could bring him back if you wanted to. I don't know how many lefties you have in your pen, because you need one or two lefties if you want to be a competitive bullpen, which is where the Yankees are at right now too. The Yankees have no lefties in their bullpen, so depending on how many lefties you have, I think you can add a couple more pieces in your bullpen. Maybe not elite arms, but good arms. Especially if you have no lefties. If you have one or no lefties, you're going to need another lefty in the pen. At least at the trade deadline, go get that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think.
So, that's where. I think that's where we're at. That's where the Yankees are at. Smoke and mirror season, and the MLB off season. No one knows what's going on. Agents are tapping into their reporters trying to get deals done for their guys. Owners are tapping into their reporters trying to get deals lowered in money, lowered in years. We'll see. I think once one domino falls, the rest of them are going to fall, kind of like how the winter meetings were. I think it's going to be... I'm excited for this Yankees team because I'm kind of doing like the mental gymnastics now of like there's a lot that can go wrong on this Yankees team, but there's also a lot that can go really right, and I'm really excited for it. Obviously, they just need that one more bat, the Yankees, to fill out that lineup, just to make that lineup have a complete loop. And, I mean, Bregman is the dream, the pipe dream, never going to happen. So I'll be interested to see what Cashman has up his sleeve.
Yeah. Realistically, I think the Phillies are done. I think the Bregman thing's way out of reach, but I wanted to throw that out there.
I want Bregman on the Yankees. Yeah. I don't think any of that's going to happen, especially with the Red Sox having money to burn.
Yeah, I think, yeah. So, it wouldn't try maybe just signs of the team, but I don't want to throw it out there. I know it's probably not going to happen. But anyway, yeah, I'm feeling confident. Obviously, you got Lizardo this offseason. I think that was a great signing. He's on a great contract, and he has two more years on his contract for $6 million. It's an absolute steal. Lefty. In regards to the lefties, I think we have plenty. I mean, especially in the starters. You have Sanchez. You still have
Ranger. How many do you have in your pen? Did you look that up?
Lefties?
Yeah.
Banks can kind of do... Stroman, Jose... the relieving is not great. You would need Kirkering to have a great year for this bullpen to be good. Especially on the reliever side. Or you bring Estevez back.
Yeah.
For a 9-year, 3-year deal. I think it's a...
3 years for a reliever?
What are you giving him, 1 year?
Yeah.
1 year for what?
What's his market value?
I don't know what his market value is.
I can't imagine it's more than 3.5. I don't think as a reliever you sign for a 3-year deal. Unless, like, you're getting paid. That's pretty much it. I would agree with you that I think the Phillies are also majority. They're done.
Yeah.
I had something to say. Don't really remember what it was.
Romano too. Oh boy.
Still a lot of moves to be made. I think this is going to pretty much wrap it up.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Boston Connor.
Hard Mountain Dew.
Real American beer. We're going to have to look for it, Jay.
Shout out skinless apples. If that's a thing, let me know.
But there's no way you can protect bacteria.
Oh, you know, Wawa has skinless apples.
Jake.
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty fire.
What's going on with your YouTube?
I don't know. It keeps popping up. It's really annoying.
Can I get on YouTube?
I don't know. I
can't get on YouTube. Jake.
It's brutal.
Oh, my God.
It's all right.
It is okay. Because I have my phone right here. Because we didn't use my phone because I had to charge. Cool. I don't think I got anything else.
Thanks for listening. What a pod. Good up.
Good up.
Thanks for joining us. Blend is going to get his copyright striked for the 50th time. Thanks for listening.
This one goes out to Rick, mainly because he did it as he was walking in the room.
Shout out P Shivers.
Yes, top 5.
Yeah, we love you guys.
P Shivers?
Top 5.
Yeah. Top 5.
All time.
I'm not going to shout them out, though. No. Shout out Skinless Apples.
Yes. Wawa. Thank you.
There has to be a way. Prepackaged. That's the only way.
But it's good, though.
Oh, with the caramel sauce? For $8 now or whatever. All right.
Yeah. Shout out Wawa for being $30 for 2 items. It's really fun for my bank account.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for listening. We love you. Goodbye.